Rose Aguilar, host of Your Call on KALW in San Francisco with this week's Activist Beat for Uprising. Each week, I'll bring you a weekly roundup of progressive activism that the mainstream media ignores, undercovers, or misrepresents. This Sunday marks the 39th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court decision recognizing a woman's constitutional right to have a safe and legal abortion. Women's rights and pro-choice activists across the country are planning to mark the anniversary with rallies and demonstrations to express support for a woman's fundamental right to abortion and reproductive justice. If Republican presidential hopefuls Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul had their way, Roe v. Wade would be overturned. These four men are so extreme, they believe abortion should be illegal, even in cases of rape, incest, and threats to a woman's health. This needs to be repeated. These four men believe that abortion should be illegal, even in cases of rape and incest. They believe that if your sister or best female friend is raped, she should be forced to go through with the pregnancy. Why isn't this getting more attention? During the last presidential campaign, Republicans used the abortion issue to get votes, as they always do, but they didn't go this far. In 2008, Republican Senator John McCain, a supporter of an amendment that would outlaw abortion, was heavily criticized for pressuring the Republican Party to change its platform to recognize exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Well, here we are just 4 years later. Perry, Gingrich, Santorum, and Paul have all signed the first personhood pledge from Personhood USA. That's the organization that's putting so-called personhood amendments on ballots across the country. By signing this pledge, these candidates support a, quote, human life amendment to the Constitution and endorse legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment protections apply to unborn children. They also oppose assisted suicide and embryonic stem cell research. Rick Santorum is so extreme, he believes states should have the power to ban birth control. And then there's Ron Paul. Most of the coverage about Ron Paul focuses on his popular views about the military-industrial complex and the drug war. But what's missing is his extreme positions on abortion. He calls himself, quote, strongly pro-life and believes that life begins at conception and abortion leads to euthanasia. Ron Paul added an addendum to his personhood pledge, stating that the 14th Amendment has no role to play in protecting a fetus. He says he believes the state should decide. Now, it's important to note that in November, when the personhood movement backed a ballot initiative in Mississippi defining a fertilized egg as a human being, it lost by 58%. And this tells you how extreme this measure is and how out of touch these men are with one of the most conservative voting blocs in the country. Tonight in South Carolina, these men are attending Personhood USA's presidential pro-life forum. I'm guessing very few questions will be asked about what happens once the child is actually born. Their records are horrible on issues like early childhood education, children's health insurance, and child poverty. In 2010, 16 million children lived in poverty. Do these so-called pro-life candidates ever address these issues? Of course they don't. The Children's Defense Fund scores members of Congress based on how they vote on issues of importance to children. Representative Ron Paul is one of the worst representatives for children, scoring 0%. Even though the state of Texas has one of the worst child abuse records in the country, Governor Rick Perry has consistently cut child abuse prevention funding. The new motto for men like Perry, Gingrich, Santorum, and Paul should be pro-life until birth. Let's end this pro-life charade once and for all. They know the personhood amendment won't pass, but rolling back reproductive rights is now becoming normalized. So where is the outrage? Hopefully, we'll see it on the streets over the next week. I'm Rose Aguilar for Uprising.